Well, hello, everyone. My name is Michelle Prince from Dallas, and I'd like to introduce you to our host tonight, weight loss coach Larry Jacobs. Since 1983, Larry's been the founder of the Thin for Life program in Washington, D.C., and Larry has been the best no-nonsense weight loss coach available, period. For the last 26 years, he has consistently outperformed the weight loss experts time and time again, and that's why he stands behind his promise that he can take you from being a fat storer to a fat burner in 2 weeks or less without dieting, counting calories, or starving. Sounds great to me. Larry knows all about the heartbreak, pain, and frustration associated with weight gain. He's helped thousands succeed who never thought they could. Not just golfers. They've come from all walks of life. Larry's worked with business leaders, school teachers, nurses, doctors, bus drivers, lawyers, waitresses, lobbyists, PGA Tour golfers, country club pros, recreational golfers, retired people, you name it. And I'm sure Larry can help you too. On the golf side, Larry's a 4-handicap golfer and the Special Olympics golf coach in Montgomery County, Maryland. He's given game day food advice to PGA Tour star Fred Funk just before the U.S. Open at Bethpage. His Thin for Life program has worked for 2-time senior U.S. Open winner and champions tour player Alan Doyle, who lost 25 pounds starting in mid-November through mid-January, which happens to be a 2-month period of time during Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, when Alan would have expected to actually gain the weight and not lost it. Larry's Weight Loss for Golfers program has helped master golf instructor Todd Graves and his trusted sidekick Scott Renfro from MoNormanGolf.com achieve tremendous results. Todd, who most people would have thought did not need to lose any weight, has lost 16 pounds so far, and Scott has come down 3 belt notches in his first 30 days. You're going to be hearing more from them on the call tonight. So how does all this help you? Well, number one, your body fat problem is not incurable. And number two, Larry knows exactly what to teach you, and believe me, it's not what you think. In addition to teaching you many specifics you've never heard before, Larry's been blessed with the ability to get people off the dime, to do whatever it takes to achieve what they want to accomplish in this arena. Just think of him as your own private weight loss coach. No one that we know of has the will or ability to help you clear up the confusion and help you push through the excuses, diet mentality, and failure mentality like Larry will. His Thin for Life program helps you get way past any of the shame, guilt, frustration, and anger that can be associated with being overweight. Because when you get on Larry's program and you see your body start to change in the first 2 weeks, all that stuff will start to get a lot lighter and you'll be well on your way to where you want to go. Believe me when I tell you, Larry knows the way out of here. I want to introduce you to my friend and top weight loss coach, Larry Jacobs. And before I do, for more information about his upcoming Thin for Life teleseminar series, it's a 4-session teleseminar series. You can go to thin247.com. That's thin, T-H-I-N, and the numbers 247.com. So without any further ado, here's your host tonight, Larry Jacobs.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle, for that kind introduction. Folks, thanks for being here. I've got a lot of good content I'm going to pass along to you in the time we have together. And by the way, this call is for you. If you've got some extra body fat on your body and you'd like to see it disappear, maybe you've even tried everything and feel like it's just not in the cards for you, or maybe you're thinking of giving up or you've already done so, you're also in the right place as well. If any of the following sounds familiar or is true for you, then this call is for you, too. Here are some of the top reasons why people have decided to start the Thin for Life program in the past and get out of the fat trap. And incidentally, they're the exact same reasons many of you emailed me as to why you came on to this call. They want to look better and stop the yo-yo diet. They're tired most of the time. Some are just plain exhausted. They have difficulty finding clothes they like, or they just want to comfortably fit into a size so-and-so. Now, an overweight friend of mine in Texas with a thick accent says deep down we all want to shop in the skinny section, and I do think there's a grain of truth to that, at least for him there is. Now, some of us feel addicted or just totally out of control with food. Others are just tired of having sore feet due to their weight. Many of us have health reasons for getting smaller, be it blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, joint pain, or worse. Some of us just don't like what we see when we look in the mirror, and we're just not happy with the way we look these days. Others feel their weight is costing them emotionally, socially, health-wise, professionally, or in their family lives. Some want more confidence and want to be taken more seriously, and a lot of folks just want to stop thinking about their weight all the time. Now, over the last 26 years as a weight loss coach, I've found for most folks it just boils down to this. It boils down to what I call the gap. The gap between precisely where you are right now today with your weight, your fitness, and your health as compared to where you want to be. That gap desperately needs to be closed for many of us. If any of this rings a bell, you're definitely in the right place. Here's a lot more on the top. There is a lot more on the topic at thin247.com on our webpage. But right near the top of the page, there's an audio link that when you get a chance, I'd like you to give a listen to. It's about a Colorado man who stabilized his blood pressure and his blood sugar and also lost 33 pounds on the program, and he gives a little audio on that for about 30 seconds right up near the top of that Thin 24/7 webpage. So give it a listen after the call. Okay, I'd like to give you a brief outline of what I'd like to cover tonight. Number one, a brief story of how I fully recovered from very ill health using the food strategies that I'm going to tell you a little about tonight and that we use on the Thin for Life program. Number two, how to avoid some of the biggest mistakes most dieters make. Number three, what is my Thin for Life program philosophy and how does the program work? And number four, what's the best way for you to pick a weight loss goal that will ensure your success? And number five, why diets will never work for you and why eating clean will. Now, let's begin with the Reader's Digest version of my own recovery from ill health. In the mid-1970s, I was stricken with disabling spastic colitis. I had appendicitis-like belly pain so bad that it took me to the emergency room sometimes several times a week to get shot down with big pain meds. I was living in California at the time, and after seeing a Beverly Hills internist, gastroenterologist, and finally being shipped off to the UCLA pain clinic to learn how to live with my pain, they all gave up. Nothing worked. I had fallen through the cracks of orthodox medicine. All the high-tech testing was able to do for me was rule out all kinds of things you would not like to have, but the cause was still unknown. In desperation, I sought out a food expert to look in that direction since the medical community never asked me once about my food intake. Through a simple process of elimination and reintroduction, we were fortunately able to determine that my appendicitis-like belly pain was actually caused by a food I was eating almost every day, eggs. I could duplicate the attacks any time I ate something with eggs in it. Some would call it a food allergy, and others would call it a food intolerance. For me, eggs just didn't agree with me at all, and this valuable yet simple information initially launched me into a career of food coaching and fitness where I was initially helping people with bad bellies like me. Little did I know this would lead to a specialty of coaching people with big bellies, but at the time I was known due to a number of TV news stories that were focused on helping people with bad tummy problems. As things progressed, I noticed this method of eating and exercising I was advocating was having a serious impact on the weight and size of my coaching clients. As a result, in 1983, I founded the Thin for Life program, and as a result, it's helped thousands of people learn how to go from being a fat store to a fat burner, and it's been a blessing to the health of many people. Here's some insight into my program and my weight loss philosophy. In a nutshell, it kind of goes like this. If you want more energy and you want to feel better and you want to look better and actually be better without pills, potions, lotions, patches, all that fad diet hoopla, you're in the right place. My definition of weight loss success is not about weighing or measuring foods. It's not about diet shakes or prepackaged foods. It's not even about the bathroom scale, and it's certainly not about counting calories, starving, or dieting either. Success is about getting smaller and getting fit, going from a big size to a smaller size. For a woman, it might be going from a size 18 plus to a 10, or from a 12 to a 5 or a 3. For a man, it might be going from a 42 plus waist to a 36, or from a 39 to a 33 or a 34. Whatever your numbers are, it's all relative, and it is about getting smaller. Think about it. If you could just comfortably fit into the size clothes you'd like to wear, you felt better, and your doctor, family, and friends took notice, and you liked the way you looked in the mirror, wouldn't that do it for you? True weight loss success is about eating real food anytime you're hungry, the kind of real food that's available at the grocery store in your favorite restaurants. Foods like chicken, turkey, fish, seafood, beans, fruits, vegetables, sweet potatoes, grains. These are the kind of foods you'll be eating on your first 2 weeks on the Thin for Life program, as long as you like them and they agree with you, because you won't be eating anything you don't like at all on this program. Whether you need to lose 100 pounds or just that last 10 or 15 pounds, my program will help you look great, feel great, and stay well. Over the last 26 years, I've perfected a simple formula that predictably turns you into a fat burner rather than a fat storer in the first 2 weeks or less, and it involves four simple concepts. Number one, real everyday food that's available everywhere. Number two, physical activity that anyone can do at home, the gym, anywhere. Number three, a mental mindset or a way of thinking that puts you back in control. And number four, a coordinated plan that produces immediate results. My program goes beyond just teaching you what to eat. It clearly teaches you why you should eat certain foods and avoid others. The Thin for Life program is not low carb, high protein, low cal, or low fat. Instead, it's a wonderful way of eating and living that results in permanent weight loss and dramatic improvement in overall health. Best of all, it's surprisingly simple, the results are lasting, because the plan is realistic, flexible, and comprehensive. You'll know what to buy at the grocery store and what to avoid, how to prepare your meals at home, and how to dine out without sacrificing health and weight. The teleseminar series has three sessions that are each 2 weeks apart. In each session, you'll get a proven blueprint to follow both with your food and your fitness. There will be no confusion. You'll not only know what to do for each two-week period, but you'll also know why you're doing it. In brief, in session number one, you'll learn how to eat clean, and you'll be eating more food than you can imagine, and you'll also begin your physical activity plan. The first two-week blueprint is designed to immediately take you from being a fat storer to a fat burner in 2 weeks or less. You'll clearly understand the seven biggest mistakes all dieters make and why diets don't work and what you can do about it now. Session number two is about building upon your results from the first 2 weeks. So we will be broadening, personalizing, and expanding your food and your fitness for the next 2 weeks, all the while continuing to get smaller, lose weight, and feel better. And session number three is all about taking all the data you learned in the first two sessions and building your long-term, individualized food and fitness plan. And finally, there's a special bonus session number four, which is a live Q&A session where I will answer everyone's questions until there are no more questions. All of this is done over a conference call line like the one we're on right now, or you can listen to it, the live sessions, over the web. Calls will be recorded and posted for you in the event you miss a session, or just so you can re-listen as often as you like. As a result, you'll be ready and able to make informed, lifelong dietary and fitness decisions on your own, and ultimately that should be everyone's goal. Some of you have heard of my Thin for Life program, featured on numerous radio talk shows, or seen some of my Thin for Life clients who've lost 50 and 60 pounds and more, featured on TV newscasts. It's already been said, over the last 26 years, I've helped thousands succeed who never thought they could, and they've come from all walks of life, and I'm sure I can help you too. And the reason is because, number one, your fat problem is not incurable, and number two, your teleseminar series, as your teleseminar series weight loss coach, I know exactly what to teach you, and it's not what you think. If it were as simple as eat less and exercise more, none of us would need to be here. It's all about learning to eat clean whenever you're hungry and to become physically active, which ultimately trains your body to burn fat. The proof is here. You're about to hear some of that proof from a couple of special guests who are on this call. The proof is also on the thin247.com website. Read some of the comments from the doctors, the clients, the doctors who are clients. Listen to the audios on the website, and then get registered and expect results, because results are exactly what you'll get when you start on my Thin for Life teleseminar series program. Before I bring our special guests on the line, I'm just going to touch on the seven biggest mistakes most dieters make. There's an audio on the thin247.com webpage that will go into more depth. Mistake number one, counting calories and eating less or going on a diet at all. Diets don't work, and I'll elaborate in great detail in a couple of moments. Mistake number two, using a scale to measure success. Why would you get on a contraption every day that makes you feel lousy about yourself? Mistake number three, using meal replacement shakes or bars. It's just mindless caloric restriction, which you can't keep up, and it doesn't get you in the habit of using real food. Mistake number four, the I can do it without exercise mentality. If you were to do it with just food, you would get some result if you were eating clean like I'll teach you. But without some kind of physical activity mixed into the equation, you will not get the result you want. Mistake number five, the this is just temporary mindset. The real deal is that this is a lifestyle change that you engineer for yourself that works for you, not a 10-day sprint and then a bailout. Mistake number six, the everything in moderation mindset. Moderation doesn't work because your body will always fight back. Anyone who has tried moderation knows that it's just not enough. Yet we hear that woefully inadequate advice all the time. Mistake number seven, ignoring the power of individual food sensitivities. The food sensitivity piece of the puzzle can be the key that sets you free. You might discover foods that make you hungry, tired, irritable, headaches, tummy problems like me, foods that make you binge. It's a long story, but it's an easy fix, and on my program, you'll know with absolute certainty what's a good food for you and what's not. End of story. Okay, let's bring in Todd Graves and Scott Renfro for some of their input. Gentlemen, are you out there?
Yeah, we're here. How is everybody tonight?
Well, they can't respond to you, but I think they're all doing well.
All right, good. Well, let me just start by saying that, you know, when I started this program with you, Larry, the I don't know, Gary Browning, who's on the call, I wanted to throw a shout out to Gary, because we were shooting a video this year, and I looked at that video footage and I looked at myself and I was like, oh my God, I better do something about that. And I met you a couple months later, but you know, the thing about this program that I really think is unique about the program is I work out. I've always worked out. I'm relatively fit. I've been an athlete my whole life. I hit tons of golf balls. And, you know, when I got on your program, the foods that you were teaching me how to eat were the foods that I liked and I enjoyed. It was just learning how to eat clean. And I didn't really know how to do that. Even though I'd been through almost every single type of nutrition program out there, I really still didn't know how to eat clean. And that was and the food, you know, people probably thinking, well, they're going to have food out there that I don't want to eat. The stuff I'm eating now, I actually like it a lot better now. And the food that I'm eating is just, you know, like sweet potatoes and the things that I really liked. I understand the foods I'm eating a lot better. I think that's been the main key for me, is just understanding the foods I'm eating. You know, I used to drink protein shakes and I used to train hard and I used to eat. But, you know, what I found from your program was that some of the foods I was eating were actually causing me to hold on to weight and gain weight and all the other stuff, and I didn't even know that. I thought they were actually good for me, but then I learned that they weren't. So that's been the biggest change for me, is just understanding food better. And that's been my biggest success, is just understanding the food. And also, I don't eat less. Now, this is funny. I don't eat any less food. I eat probably more food now, but it's just a lot better food. And I've had to learn it. The secret to my success with what you've taught me is that I have had to learn how to eat when I'm on the road. And that's a challenge, because when I'm on the road, you know, you have to eat at restaurants. So I've learned how to eat at restaurants. That's been a factor, which isn't that difficult if you know what you're doing and if you follow your program. And the final thing I'll say here is that, to me, the other key to the success is, and you know I'm a strong believer in coaching, is that you need accountability in this thing. And that's what I think where most people fall down is accountability. There's got to be some follow-up that you've provided for me, which has been the strength of this program, is your coaching. And so I appreciate that coaching. I'm a coach myself, so I can really appreciate that. But that's where I think people fall down, is they just don't hold themselves accountable, because it's difficult sometimes. It's easy to grab a quick cheeseburger on the way home. Trust me, I've done it a lot in my life, or grab a quick Starbucks coffee, you know, one of my weaknesses. But being accountable, saying, hey, I got some accountability here. So your coaching program has done a great job for me on that, and I'll turn it over to Scott here for a few minutes.
Hey, Todd, before you turn it over, why don't you tell us what kind of result you've accomplished?
Yeah, you know, you don't talk about weight. You know, you don't like to look at the scale, but I look at the scale. I'm always looking at the scale. But I'll tell you, the main thing that I can now fit in all my pants, and I have probably 50 pair of pants. I got some in my Florida home and some in the home at the Oklahoma City Academy, and I couldn't fit in any of them. So that was a big deal for me to be able to fit. I had all these brand new pants I couldn't fit into, and you know, now they all fit great. That was like my favorite thing that's happened in the last, I don't know how long we've been working, 3 months or so. I don't even know if it's that long. But I've lost 16 to 18 pounds. When I first talked to you, I was 180, right at 180, and that's the most I've ever weighed. I mean, when I graduated college, I think it was like 150, and now I'm 180. That's 30 pounds since 1991. And then within the first, the biggest part of your program was the first 2 weeks, obviously, getting to that fat burning mode, because I lost about 11 pounds, I think. And I don't know, you'd know better than me, because I remember telling you that. But I think I lost 11 pounds in the first 2 weeks. And then since I've lost between 6 and 7 more pounds since then. So total between 16 and 18 pounds. You know, it fluctuates a little bit. But I'm around 162 to 164 now. And I was 150 or 150 to 155 in college. So, you know, no, I'm trying to get back down to my college weight, which is right around 155. So I got about 8 more pounds to go. But that's a piece of cake. I mean, that's just a little more stricter, because I, trust me, you know, I'm not perfect. I still have my little yogurt and Starbucks coffee once in a while. But I've been pretty, you know, for the first, I got to admit, your nutrition program, I was strictly on that milk program, which made, you know, one thing that I really enjoyed about that, makes food taste better. I did. That was a weird byproduct of all of it, is that I enjoy food. Food actually tastes better to me now. But anyway, that's my results. Here's Scott.
Thanks, Todd.
Larry, you there?
I'm here, Scott.
I think Todd kind of stole my thunder there. But just real briefly for the callers on, and I recognize a lot of the voices. Hey, Paul, Gary, all my Colorado friends out there. For those on the call who have met me, and even those who don't, just a little brief about my story. I come from a line of big people, big bone people, hardworking people, but big people, emphasis on the big. And I spent a few years in the Army back when I was still a young man, in my early 20s. You know, the Army has a way of working the weight off of you. But after that, got out of the military, got, you know, married, and then life sets in. I ballooned up to close to 300 pounds, and for those who met me, before, you know, a couple months ago, my weight was anywhere between 293 and 297. I was a big guy. People never believed it, and I have done everything. I did Atkins, which I lost some weight, but I was very grumpy. Just ask my wife. I've done whole food diets, water diets, starvation diets, spent hundreds of dollars on diets. And I'd always have some short-term success, get really excited, and then kind of fall off the wagon. Larry, as you know from our conversations, that's one of my terms is falling off the wagon.
Yep.
And then the weight would just then come back plus some. That's just a brief big background. A big guy, you know, even when I was lean in the military, I was still a heavier guy for my size just because of the way I'm built. But, you know, Todd started with you, I guess, probably in June after we saw you in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd, unbeknownst to me at the time, Todd got on your program. And I hadn't seen Todd in a month or so. I go to Oklahoma City, to the teaching academy, and walk in the door, and I see him. I'm like, "What in the heck have you been doing? Because you've dropped some pounds, I can tell." And he tells me I've been on Larry's program, and I'm like, "Okay, I'm giving Larry a call." So I called you right away.
Yep.
And much like Todd, from our initial phone consultation. To the foods that we were eating, what I found right away is that I had no idea how to manage food. I grew up in a home where everything was fried, chicken fried better, the more grease, the better, meat and potatoes kind of guy. And just in that first phone consultation, you really opened my eyes to what the food, I had let the food do to me, and it was just my ignorance of food. I found right away in the 2 weeks, I found a whole bunch of new foods that I liked, but I had never enjoyed or used that, I wasn't hungry, which is the first thing I saw on the program on your program was I wasn't hungry. Other programs, I would be starving. I would kill somebody for a hamburger on other programs. On your program, no problem. I was never hungry. I always had good, high-quality snack foods. I'm still eating probably 5 or 6 times a day. I feel like I'm always eating. So I have a little bit of guilt there. But just in the first couple of weeks, the two-week period where we go from the fat-storing mode to the fat-burning mode, I dropped something like 10 pounds and was down an inch and a half on my waist. And so I was just excited. So entered my second 2 weeks, and for those of you out there who have done diets before, you'll appreciate this, but I fell off the wagon. I made some bad choices with food and kind of got off track a little bit. And again, and I'll just reiterate what Todd said, Larry, your coaching and the accountability, it helped me pick myself back up by the bootstraps and get going again. In total, try to keep this short because I know you have a lot of material to cover. But in short, in the 30 days I've been doing this, it's maybe a little bit more now, I'm down 3 belt sizes, three notches on the belt. And when I'm packing for this trip down to Orlando a couple of days ago, I went and got my old jeans out, the ones I'd been wearing. And I was like, I probably should try these things on. And I did. And they swallowed me. I had to go back and get a pair of jeans that I haven't worn over a year, bring on my trip. I'm just tickled to death, with getting smaller. The other thing that Todd really didn't touch on that I'll add, and then I'll turn it back over to you, is as a big person, somebody who is, clinically obese, to be quite frank, in addition to the getting smaller, the big things I've noticed is I'm sleeping better. I feel more rested in the mornings. I have more energy. And then one thing I shared with you in one of our conversations, Larry, is I feel it's hard to describe this, but I feel like my mental focus has gotten sharper. Like I can like my brain's just working better. It may sound strange, but it's probably the simplest way I can explain it. So. The benefits that I've had is just, it's fabulous. It's just a matter of keeping going. I have no doubt, I set as a goal whenever we had our first conversation that I wanted to go from a waist size of 48 inches to a waist size of 38. And yeah. I have absolutely no doubts in my mind that I'll get there using your program. So I'll end with that.
Well, Scott, thanks and congratulations. You're doing a fine job. And you too, Todd. You know, when I first met Todd, he felt his subscribers, many of which were out-of-shape baby boomers, could all use this information. But before notifying them about it, Todd told me he wanted to go on the program for himself to see what a guy his size could accomplish. And, you know, it's funny because for a guy who did not really look like he had any weight to lose before his weight got down to the low 160s and a 32 waist is really remarkable and a testament to what you can accomplish with a few low-tech tools, a good coach, and a simple roadmap. And my point is that even trim and medium-sized folks can benefit from the program, not only in their size, but more importantly, their overall health and how they feel. You know, just because someone is naturally thin and they can eat all the junk they want without getting fat doesn't mean they're healthy. When I started with Alan Doyle on the Champions Tour and met him at TPC Sawgrass, he told me he was bigger now than ever before and that his feet were bothering him and hurting him big time when he was out there playing on tour. He felt that dropping 25 pounds of weight and getting smaller would take the pressure off his feet, and it did. And, you know, with Fred Funk, when we visited just after he won the last slot in the U.S. Open qualifier in a playoff, he said to me, "I've been seeing you everywhere these days. Why is that?" And when I reminded him I was Alan Doyle's weight loss coach, he said, "You certainly did a good job for Alan. Do you think you could help me with some game day food selections that would keep my blood sugar stable so I don't get so tired on the golf course?" And we subsequently got together and we did just that. Now, let's go into why diets don't work. And this is really key, so please pay good attention. The first reason is that all diets restrict calories. No one can stay on a calorie-restricted diet forever. Therefore, any weight, and I put that word weight in quotes, that you lose on a diet is only lost temporarily at best. Now, reason number two is when you go on a diet, your body starts to slow down the rate at which it burns energy in an effort to save you from the impending starvation of the diet itself. When you go off your diet, you typically resume your old eating habits, but unfortunately, your metabolism has been slowed down by the diet you were just on, and your normal eating habits of the past are now just putting more weight on you than they were before you even began the diet. So to add insult to injury, what's even worse than the first two reasons is reason number three. And I get this. When you lost the weight on the diet you were on, you lost it mostly from muscle and water, and only about half or less than half of it from body fat. The scale says you're doing fine because muscle and water weigh a lot. The problem is you're trying to lose fat, not muscle and water. And when you finally get so hungry and tired or frustrated or fed up and you go off your calorie-restricted diet and you start to regain some, all, or more of your weight back, the weight you regain comes on mostly as body fat. And sadly, the muscle you just lost has been replaced by fat. And this makes you quite a bit worse off than you were before you even began the diet in the first place. And the reason is because muscle is the flame or the furnace that fat burns in. The more muscle tissue you have, the better your body's able to burn fat. And you don't want to lose muscle, as happens with dieting, because when you do, you end up with less of the stuff that actually helps your body burn fat. Now, keep in mind, I'm not talking about rippling bodybuilders' muscles. I'm talking about just lean body tissue, which we all have and can easily increase. If you've been on lots of diets or the yo-yo syndrome, you're even worse off because this just accelerates the above problems by continuing to slow down the rate at which you burn fat to the point where it feels like you'll never be able to get it off again. And since the quality of the weight you gain back is primarily body fat, most people who've been on lots of diets are now bigger than they've ever been before. Now, hopefully now you can see that in reality, not only do diets not work, but in the long run, diets just make you fatter. So when I say never diet again, no, not ever, and still lose all the weight you want, and I can show you to have the body of your dreams and lose all the weight you want without dieting or counting calories and go from being a fat store to a fat burner in 2 weeks or less, I'm not kidding around. So all right now, what is this eating clean thing? Well, I like to use the analogy of your car. Number one, most of us take better care of our cars than we do our bodies. Most of us have good tires, get our brakes serviced, good steering, get the oil changed, and use the appropriate gas or fuel. However, what if we fill our car up with some bad gas? Gas that had some sludge and water mixed in due to the gas tank underground having a small leak in it. How do you think your car would run then? And what if we kept buying gas at the same sludgy gas pump? You might imagine that our car initially might run a little herky-jerky with a few hiccups, but in time, our car may get more used to it, and over time, we get a little more used to it, and it still gets us from point A to point B, even though it's not running very well. And now, what do you suppose would happen if we came back to that same gas pump, and in an effort to make up for our trouble that the owner caused us, the gas station owner had his tank filled up with jet fuel? Well, you might notice as we were burning the last of the old sludge gas out of the engine, it might hiccup a little as it started to mix with the jet fuel. But eventually, that engine's going to start to run on that eaten clean jet fuel, and it's going to start running like a top. And that's just what happens in your body when you start eating clean. In the first 2 weeks of my program, you're going to be eating plentiful and eating super clean, and I mean jet fuel clean. And as a result, your body's going to start humming just like that car engine. And when we add some of the correct kind of physical activity into the mix, that's all it takes to get you unstuck from the fat storage mode and right into the fat burning mode. And that's how I can keep my promise when I say, if you do my program, you'll go from being a fat storer to a fat burner in 2 weeks or less. Now, here are a few questions to ponder and make a note of that will help you pick the right weight loss goals for yourself that will help ensure your success. When answering these questions, now is the time to be exact, specific, precise as you possibly can, especially when this is really about winning the game of your life. Number one, why do you want to lose the weight? Give it some serious thought and write it down. Email it to me if you want. My address is thinforlife@comcast.net. Number two, what outcome will you need to have accomplished to look back at this 30, 60, 90 days from now to consider this a success? Number three, what size are you right now? What size do you want to be in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days down the road? Write it down. What is your weight costing you physically, health-wise, socially, emotionally, family-wise, and professionally, not to mention financially? If you carefully answer these questions, this will take care of the why and the what, which I feel is your end. The how to do it is my end and where my Thin for Life program comes into play. When you go to thin247.com, the website, you'll see the promise that the Thin for Life program turns your body into a fat-burning machine, and it can show you how to burn off fat hour by hour and get you smaller. And in this game, size matters and smaller is better. You literally will be able to eat a huge quantity of a wide variety of good-tasting regular foods anytime you're hungry, and that's anytime. And I'll say it again. You'll literally be able to eat a huge quantity and a wide variety of good-tasting regular foods anytime you're hungry, and I mean anytime. You can't believe how great you'll feel, and you'll wonder why you've tolerated all this for so long. As I've said, this is about winning the game of your life. The best part, you don't have to imagine it. This can become a reality. Tonight, I've tried to deliver some value and somewhat of a mindset shift for you, at least in the sense that you can now see from all the social proof you've heard on the call and all that you can read and listen to at thin247.com that there is a simple, clear solution for getting out of the fat trap. So simply ask yourself a question. Do you want to get out of the fat trap? Yes or no? If your answer is yes, my Thin for Life program is a simple system that lays out a step-by-step blueprint for you to follow that will totally bridge that gap between exactly where you are now and where you want to be. And I'll be there live on the teleseminar calls to show you how. A very wise health practitioner taught me many years ago that an investment in yourself is never an expense. So get registered for the teleseminar series and expect results. You can do so by going to thin247.com. Thanks for attending this call, and we'll see you on the teleseminar series. This is Larry Jacobs signing off.